Welcome to today's online session. And today is the last kind of full day of this retreat, last regular day with all the different, with the whole program, this online session, the talk that you listen to, and the interview groups, and of course, your individual practice. And tomorrow, that's the 20th of February, this will be the last day of the retreat. And on the last day, it will be only the online session. You know, as you have noticed, there is no talk indicated to listen to. There are no interview groups. So this online session, you know, the regular time from now for 1.5 hours. So today, as it is just a regular day, as usual, we start with the sharing. So whoever feels inclined to share something with all of us, please do so.
Good morning. I will share my Metta Candy story. A couple of days ago, I was at this common area where I met this one couple. And before I started to have conversation, I kind of set my intention to listen with Metta and talk with Metta. And this couple, wife was very extrovert, and she was talking, and I was enjoying that conversation, mostly listening. It was very interesting that we were talking for quite a long time, but mainly her talking and I'm listening with a smile on. And one point she suddenly said, so we have to go to shopping before a storm comes. And there was like a little quiet moment. Then she suddenly asked me, do you want anything? And it was just beautiful because we were complete stranger. I was giving her Metta candy and I'm sure she could kind of sense it. And we met for the first time, but we were living in the same complex. We don't even know where we live, but she just offered that. And it seemed like she doesn't usually say that either from the things she said after. She was like, you know, I might be strange, but, or something like that, she said. So I thought it was very interesting exchange and beautiful too. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariko, for this sharing.
Share something?
please.
Karina.
Yes, please.
I noticed today on my bike, I was in the city on my bike riding, and I noticed that I could shout from my heart the metta wishes to the people. And before they were very quiet and modest, and now I should shout them over the street, but I did it quiet in my heart, but it was different. Thank you.
Thank you, Karina, for the sharing.
I can share something quickly. I used to have some sleeping disorder since quite a while, like difficulties to fall asleep and to sleep through. Since this metta retreat, I fall asleep really easily, maybe not happily, as we heard, that's one of the benefits, but I fall asleep easily. And when I wake up, I realize, oh, I slept through the whole night. And that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Chuwon, for sharing this.
I can also say something about sleep quality. My sleep quality has improved the last 2 weeks. More and more. I dream a lot, and the dreams go everywhere, but that's also what I wanted to share, and also to see the friendliness of other people. I shared it yesterday in the group. Before that, I didn't recognize it, when people were friendly, just in the shop or wherever. And yeah, it helps me a lot. When you told in the just a little nod and say hello and thank you, and it makes micro connection moments, and yeah, that's beautiful. I enjoy that. Okay.
Thank you, Jerome.
Well, my neighbor warned me yesterday that maybe it could rain into my slaapkamer, into my bedroom, because he put something away there and it could rain. Maybe I said, oh, can you do some plastic or thing on that place? He said, no, I don't have it, I don't have it. But just a moment ago, he let me know that he put a plastic on, and he put more and more on that place. So I was really happy he did it. He did it for me, just so much.
Thank you, Nienke, for sharing this.
I would like to share the following. I was so deeply touched yesterday by listening to the talk about the eight winds. And this morning on a walk in the dunes where there are lots of trees, and there was wind in the trees, and it came to me when thinking about the role of metaphors, that not only as a metaphor, but also in real life, trees are such perfect upeka beings, because they catch the wind and let it go and pass, and rain and the sun shines, but they remain upright, and they catch what is needed, and they let go what not. And I felt such reverence for the trees and what they shared with me as their wisdom, their upeka, and also their metta, as they serve human and non-human life in so many ways. I looked upon the trees with the stories of the eight winds in mind in such a different way and saw them as a mirror for my own life. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for the sharing.
Yeah, I want to share something. I was, this morning, I was at a family meeting, the celebrating of my mother's birthday. And it is not so usual that when we are together, that it's without conflicts or something like heaviness or, and this morning it was for me so to see, so nice to see so much friendliness and lightness. And I sit there and we sat there all together, and it was so nice to see. And I thought of my metta phrases, well, happy, peaceful, and it was so nice to see them and be with them in an unusual way, more friendly, more light. So this I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina, for the sharing. So then, thank you everybody for the sharing. And now I hand over to Ayavira Jnani, who will continue.
Thank you, Aria. And thank you all for your lively sharings. I actually thought when Eric was talking, I should just let him keep going to speak about metta. I want to pick up from a few things I've heard from people in the small groups that have touched me a lot. By talking tonight about the reality of metta, metta as a simple state of friendliness and well-wishing is what we're most often cultivating in our practice. But it's also a profound and deep acceptance and allowing. And that is such a strong underpinning of our life and of our practice. One of the things about the Metta Sutta, one of the things in the beginning of the Metta Sutta that Saito spoke of a little bit, that I like so much, is the line ujucha sujucha in Pali, meaning straight, very straight, honest, straightforward. And that honesty, we tend to think of that as a quality that we extend in the world. We're honest with others. But in this context, what's more powerful is that honesty inside. That willingness to see beneath the surface, to see beneath our perceptions of how we are and how we are in relationship. In daily life, and I'm sure, I know actually, because many of you have spoken about this, the challenges of daily life, even when things are going well, can be quite interesting you know, kind of ironic way when we talk about interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Because we're faced over and over and over again with challenges. And this is where that reality of metta, that complete acceptance, is so important. To see how we are in relationship. And this doesn't just apply to the difficult people in our lives. It applies internally to ourselves. Where are we deluding ourselves? What's actually going on in relationship to others? And with difficult people and challenging situations, how are we compounding that difficulty? How do we create gratuitous, useless suffering in addition to what's already there? How do we magnify suffering? Being very straight with ourselves, how we are in this world. And that profound authenticity internally is a wonderful doorway into the depths of metta, deeper and deeper and deeper. That beautiful honesty that says, oh, yeah. That's what's really happening. Simple example to share, something that happened to me yesterday. And it's simple, but it was actually quite profound. We were, Aria and I, interacting with one of the monks here. And afterwards, I was commenting to her in a really negative way about something that I had perceived about him. And I've known him for a long time, almost 20 years, not that, 18. And I haven't really known him, but my impression of him has not been, well, it's been laced with judgment on my side about certain things. And so I was venting a little bit about my perception. And then after the fact, just reflecting on what I had said and the energy with which I had said it, I realized a lot of what I was venting about could easily apply to me. And it was like, oh, that was hypocritical. It was so profound, it was like, oh. Yeah. Not in a judgmental way, but just, it's like, oh, I have work to do here. As you know, metta, that friendliness of metta embraces everything. So that moment of understanding, oh, I was being a bit hypocritical there, wasn't laced with judgment. It was just one of those little places that it's like, oh, I have work to do. How good to see this. It's that really beautiful honesty that can come up in relationship if we're willing to reflect, either in the moment or after the fact. It's like, how was that? What was really happening there? How am I in this moment, really? And in doing that, holding that with that kindness of metta and taking it up as practice, where we learn to incline anyway to that kindness, where we learn to go to metta as a conscious relational stance, to see the goodness in someone else rather than complain about something we don't like when it's not central to who they are. And letting all the unwholesome mind states, those kilesa, just putting them aside, not pushing them away or trying to be different, but owning who we are. It's like, oh, I was just being a hypocrite, for example. Not feeding them by resistance, by pretending, by covering up, or indulging further in them, but instead inclining to kindness, internally and externally. Further on in the Metta Sutta, one of those places where the Buddha comes back to talking about the opposite of metta, near the end. In the Amaravati translation that we chant, it's without hatred or ill will, I think is the translation. I have to kind of go through the whole chant to get there. But the original Pali is threefold: asambhadam, awaram, asapatam. So it means without reservation, without holding back, without hatred, without enemies. This is how we radiate metta. So no matter what, not making ourselves an enemy or anyone else, but in the context of this reality of metta, these beautiful reality checks that we can get, not holding back the metta in that situation, just holding it all. Oh, aversion, judgment, hypocrisy, whatever it is. And with regards to our practice also, having that beautiful honesty and being willing to just take stock. Where are we really? And not trying to be somebody we're not. Not trying to manage our practice for a certain result. And that profound acceptance of reality, and that profound allowing, can take us to some interesting places. Again, that word interesting. Where we have to give up and let go of how we've done the practice, to give up striving, where we see, oh, this isn't working anymore. Perhaps we have that thought. And we have to give up all hope of being different than we are in this moment. And give up resistance to how we are in this moment. Not trying to make the practice work, but just caring anyway. I love the story that Aria told of Therese Flissieux, And how she dealt with this other nun. Honestly coming to terms with her own aversion and judgment and annoyance. It's that same thing where we just have to forget it. Forget trying to be different. And not feeding all of those habitual mind states and tendencies, but choosing instead to hold it all with kindness, to speak, to act with kindness. And this is where we come into the relational aspect of daily life. This is a huge field of practice. Speech, action, other people's speech and action, and how do we relate to that? Taking the outer world in its entirety as a meditation hall, as a place of practice, with the same sense of sacredness and reverence, actually. How are we in this world? How is the world right now? And how can we use it all to cultivate metta? As a retreat comes to a close, often we're full of thoughts of like, oh, how's it going to be next week? Without the support of everybody here and this practice together. And we can be discouraged and frustrated and disappointed when difficulties come up. But please remember, this is samsara. They will come up. We will disappoint ourselves. Not forgetting that beautiful honesty of metta. Don't be afraid to disappoint yourself. It's okay. We're not perfect. In that moment of honest reflection, there's space. And we can choose, like Thérèse of Lisieux, to incline to metta instead. At work, at home, reading the news. There's so many places to apply this. And those reality checks that we get when we're willing to be straight, very straight with ourselves, are so, so valuable and so incredibly precious. And we might not know what to do with whatever comes up in the moment, but kindness is always an option.
9:00 p.m.
So here's where metta can be very, very simple, very straightforward. Just metta candy, metta in speech, metta in action. Embracing ourselves completely without leaving any part out. So keeping the practice simple. Keep the practice joyful. Metta candy is a joyful practice, no matter who we're offering it to. Ourselves, too. Don't forget to eat some yourself. It's really important not to give it all away. Incline to purity. Incline to kindness. Incline to friendship. Make these things a habit whenever you can. Because the world is a painful place. Increasingly so, it seems. And if you think that's going to stop, you're deluding yourself, because it's not. But we can choose to incline to kindness, even in the face of really incredibly difficult circumstances. Aria and I have been here in Myanmar, hearing stories. And we feel very, very fortunate to have, for a long time now, since 2008, to have work in the world that is passing out metta candy, and passing out the metta candy that people give us. It's so wonderful. We call ourselves, it's the two of us plus four other people, metta in action. And this is just one example of when faced with pain, we can respond. Here in Myanmar, since a long time, things have been difficult. But choosing not to drown in reactivity, but to do whatever we can to share the love of people from all over. We receive donations, as many of you know, and have contributed to donations from all over, everywhere in the world. Well, not Antarctica yet, but every other continent. And we're conduits of that. Kindness is all we are. We're pipelines. People give us dana, and we bring it here, and we give it away to people who need it. Sharing the metta candy. And we can do this in our lives as well. So feel the joy of giving and to know that you can make a small difference for somebody. I cannot tell you how beautiful it is to see people smile shyly in gratitude. Burmese people are not overt about saying thank you. They're not Americans. But these glowing looks and shy smiles speak volumes to us. All your metta that you have offered is deeply, deeply appreciated. And we know, because this is the place it is, this is Myanmar, this is Burma, they will take those metta candies and share what they can also. So the ripples go out. So being real about the world internally and externally, and inclining to metta, metta in speech, metta in deed, it makes it a joyful place to be amidst those worldly winds that Eric was talking about. I think I'll stop there and yeah, acknowledging this is a huge and challenging and very big field of practice. So the retreat will begin tomorrow. The reality retreat, the metta in action retreat. Yeah, it is so for all of us. And it's a gift to the world. So thank you for that and for your kind attention. Let's practice together. We've done various kinds of groups in the last days. And I want to go directly today instead of doing directions to go to metta for all beings. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they're weak or strong, tall, medium, short, seen and unseen, living near and far away, born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. So let's begin. We'll begin with a little bit of metta for wherever it's easy for you. And then when I ring the bell, we'll go directly to all beings, opening it up completely. So please rest back. Find a comfortable posture. Sitting, lying down. Check in with yourself. How are you right now? What is arising in your experience? And simply knowing that, just as it is, with that beautiful acceptance of kindness. And when you're ready, beginning to cultivate metta, wherever and for whomever it's easiest for you, using the phrase that you've chosen, then in your own way, planting seeds of metta, moment to moment. Resting back in that. And now opening the windows of the heart completely, letting the metta just shine out by itself. Radiating metta for all beings in all realms and in all directions, whatever living beings there may be. May all beings be at ease. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful, safe and protected from harm, at ease with the conditions of this life. Cultivating that wish for everyone, everywhere, without exception. Without distinction. If individual beings of any sort come to mind, there's no need to do anything with that. Let them be the representative in that moment of everyone else. Let them come, let them go in their own time. And keep inclining moment to moment in the silence, simply and directly. May all beings be happy. Is enough. Holding all realms and all beings in the heart of kindness. Moment to moment to moment. Returning to that, inclining to that. Abiding in that, very simply, resting back in kindness for all beings everywhere. closing the formal practice, continuing the informal practice. In your formal sitting and walking in these days, been cultivating loving kindness for groups or for individual beings. And today, simply opening and abiding in metta. May I abide in well-being is the beginning of a beautiful chant. And of course, the chant we know very well. Metta Sahagatena. I will abide pervading the four directions, above, below, and all around. So doing this in the formal practice, simply resting back in this abiding, you can simplify the phrase, if your metta, if you have that real connection with all beings, and just rest back in, well, happy, peaceful. Or whatever your phrase is. Using may all beings be, the beginning of that phrase, as you need to stay connected with something that is not heady or intellectual, but very real. All beings, near and far. And of course, in general activities, the world is your meditation hall. So may all beings you meet be the objects of this well-wishing. Resting back in the fruits of your dedicated effort, letting the momentum of the metta that you are developing do its own work. But staying connected and enjoying that, being inspired by it. So, thank you for your practice, however it is. And I'll turn you over now to Aria, who will answer whatever questions you have and guide us in the chanting today.
Thank you, dear sister. Yes, I will definitely guide us in the chanting with the questions. I have just been thinking, besides cultivating metta, that because today is our last regular online session, our last opportunity to do the chants together, so I would like to spend a bit more time on the chants. In the last few days, there was kind of little time for the chants. You had questions, many questions, and that was perfect, that was good. So now, if you have questions, those who have a group meeting afterwards with me or Ivy Ranjani, you can ask the question then. And the others, you could ask the question by writing an email or by writing it into a chat. And in one way or another, your question will be answered. So, Ayurajñani finished her reflections of encouraging all of us to abide in metta. And this is the chant of I will abide, pervading the directions with metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, so the four boundless states on page 3. And we begin with the English version. Begin. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a heart imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a heart imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a heart imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. Let's stay on this page and do now the Pali version. The same words, well, in a different language, same meaning, but with a completely different feeling to it. As you know, it has a good pace, quite fast. Then let's start.
Metta sahagatena cetasa ekang disang paritva viharati tata duttiyang tata tatiyang tata chatutang iti udamada tiriyang sabati sabah tata yasabah vantang lokang metta sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhyapacena paritva viharati karuna sahagatena cittasa ekang disang paritva viharati tata tutiyang tata tatiyang tata chatutang iti udamada tiriyang sabati sabha tataya sabha vantang lokang karuna sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhyapacena paritva viharati mudita sahagatena cittasa ekang disang paritva viharati tata tutiyang tata tatiyang tata chatutang iti udamada tiriyang sabati sabha tataya sabha vantang lokang mudita sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhyapacena paritva viharati upekha sahagatena cittasa ekang disang paritva viharati tata tutiyang tata tatiyang tata chatutang iti udamada tiriyang sabati sabha tataya sabha vantang lokang upekha sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhyapacena paritva viharati.
With this, let's go to page 6 in the middle, the one in Sanskrit. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, which is a quieter chant, calming and soothing. Then let's begin.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. 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 Loka samasta sukhino.
Let's continue with the chant on page 1, the long metta chant. As you know, one time through, and then the second time to the end of the second paragraph. We'll begin. Sabe satta, sabe panna, sabe buddha, sabe pugala, sabe atabhava pariyapanna, sabha itiyo, sabe purisa, sabe ariya, sabe anariya, sabe deva, sabe manusa, sabe vinipatika, avirahantu, abhyapachahantu, anigahantu, sukhiyatanam pariharantu, dukkhamochantu, yathalada sampatito, mavikachantu, kamasakha. Puratimaya disaya, pachimaya disaya, Uttaraya disaya, dakinaya disaya, puratimaya anudisaya, pachimaya anudisaya, uttaraya anudisaya, dakinaya anudisaya, hetimaya disaya, uparimaya disaya. Sabe satta, sabe panna, sabe buddha, sabe pugala, sabe atabhava pariyapanna, sabha itiyo, sabe purisa, sabe ariya, sabe anariya, sabe deva, sabe manusa, sabe vinipatika, avirahantu, abhyapachahantu, anigahantu, sukhiyatanam pariharantu, dukkhamochantu, yathalada sampatito, mavikachantu, kammasakha. Then let's go back to page 6. At the top, the Friede. The chant, the song in Swiss German, which you can do also as a canon. So let's begin. Frieda wünsch ich mir und Frieda wünsch ich dir. Frieda für uns alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsch ich mir und Frieda wünsch ich dir. Frieda für uns alle und für die ganze Welt.
Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda für uns alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda für uns alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda für uns alle und für die ganze Welt.
Then one page back, page 5, the metta in deed, speech and thought. We'll begin. Whenever your action is suffused with metta, you will be treated with respect and kindness, forever remembered with gratitude, living harmoniously and in unity, at peace with yourself and the world. Whenever your speech is suffused with metta, speaking words that are sweet, beneficial, and pleasing to hear, you will be treated with respect and kindness, forever remembered with gratitude, living harmoniously and in unity, at peace with yourself and the world. Whenever your thoughts are suffused with metta, you will be treated with respect and kindness, forever remembered with gratitude, living harmoniously and in unity, at peace with yourself and the world. So with this we close this online session. Group meetings. Group F with Aya Viranyani, Group C with myself in 10 minutes, and may we all abide in metta and be at ease and in peace with ourselves, with all of us and the whole world. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.